אין האמן לפני המת, המדבר של מת. עושה איבו את דבר תאירה של מורה שפירו, ועד הסיום עם המנוחת מדבר דבר צייף, סיומנית בפור סאמסט. That has to do with Menachos, since that's what the Dashami is doing right now. It connects to a number of the sugyas in Menachos that we've been doing. Someone sent the Meir Shapiro a question. It's printed in the Tshuvos, Simchas Tes. The question is on something that the Panim Yafos is Pinchas Harold writes on the Torah, this parish on the Torah. Panim Yafos suggests that the reason the mincha of the sota, the mincha that's brought by a woman when her husband suspects her of infidelity, that in order to test to see if she's telling the truth when she claims she's innocent, she brings a mincha and then she swallows certain water, which will then prove whether she is telling the truth or not, because if she is guilty, she'll be punished immediately. The mincha of a sota is different from all other menachos. It doesn't have shemen, it doesn't have levona. It has no shemen, no oil mixed into the mincha. The Panim Yafos suggests that there's a reason for this. He says that if the mincha of a sota is potel, then the water that she drinks will not test whether she's really guilty or not. It won't work, because the mincha has to work, has to be kosher, has to be brought in order for the water to test her. The woman has an easy way out of being tested by simply making herself tameh to a sheretz, touching a dead sheretz before she comes to the mikdash and takes the mincha, brings the mincha. Part of the mincha process is the kohen puts the mincha in a bowl on her hands. If she touches the sheretz, then she will be able to make the bowl tameh, and the bowl will make the mincha tameh when it is placed on her hands before the mincha is offered on the mizbeach. If the mincha becomes tameh, then it will no longer be a valid mincha, and if so, no one will know it, but the waters won't be able to test her. So when the waters don't punish her, people will think she's not guilty, but really, she simply managed to disqualify the mincha without telling anybody. This, says the Panim Yafos, is why the Torah says not to bring oil by that mincha. Mincha, which has made of flour and oil, cannot be mekabel tumah until it touches a liquid. One of the liquids that it could touch is oil. However, if the flour of the mincha does not touch any liquid, such as oil or water, then the mincha cannot be mekabel tumah. It's true, it says, that there's such a thing as chibas hakodesh, which means that items which are kodesh can be mekabel tumah without touching water. However, that, he says, is midrabanan, which is the opinion of Rashi, as mentioned, the Menachos Chasalof and elsewhere. The Panim Yafos suggests, therefore, that the Torah says if you would put oil in the mincha, the woman would be able to disqualify the mincha by touching it while she's tameh. However, if we don't put in oil, then the woman will not be able to disqualify it, at least in the Raisa, because when she touches the mincha, even if she's tameh, she will not be able to make the mincha tameh, since the mincha is made up of flour which does not touch water. As such, it is referred to as a food which is not mukhshir rekabel tumah. It has not been prepared to make rekabel tumah by touching water or oil. And therefore, says the Panim Yafos, when the mincha is brought without oil, we avoid the problem of the woman being able to disqualify the mincha without our knowledge. Someone asked the Meir Shapiro, this isn't true. It's true that the mincha of the sota is brought without oil, but it is brought with water. The Rambam says the Pharisees, there's a prophet that teaches us that, which the Torah Kohanim learns it from. If the water is brought with a mincha, and it is kneaded with water, and baked into loaves, like other menachas, if so, the woman could still make a tameh because it's mukhshir kabel tumah by touching water. The Meir Shapiro came up with a beautiful original solution to this question. He said, maybe the Panim Yafos is right, because he says that only the type of water, which is simply called water and has no other name associated with it, can make a food mukhshir kabel tumah. And he quotes the source from Torah Kohanim to prove this. A water which has a shem levi, which has an associated name, will not be able to be mafshir mincha to be mekabel tumah. That's one drashim Torah Kohanim. Then he cites that this halacha applies to many other cases where water is needed. Only pure water, not water which is called so-and-so water or such-and-such water, is usable. One of the cases of that is, for instance, when a mitzvah becomes tar, part of the process is that bread is slaughtered and the blood is let to pour into water, a cup of water. The water must be pure water. It can't be such and such water or such and such water. Because of this, for instance, fruit juice is possible. Even though fruit juice is referred to as water, it's referred to as mei tzitzim. In the Hebrew, the translation of fruit juice, of pomegranate juice, is pomegranate water. It's not called water, it's called pomegranate water. For this reason, the Rash tells us, or the Mishnah tells us, that it cannot be used for the water of the Mitzvah, for the water that the Mitzvah has become tar with, because it has a name associated with it. The Rash adds a big Kiddush. The Rash teaches us that warm water may also not be used for the same reason. It's not referred to as pure water, it's referred to as Mayim Toshrim, warm water. And therefore, warm water is not usable for the making of Mitzvah Tahar, because it's water that has an associated name, a Shem Levi. That's what the Rash suggests. The Rash says this in other places also, as Rosh Pura cites. The Rosh Pura then brings the Mishnah Menachah. The Mishnah Menachah says that when you make a mincha, what type of water do you mix into it? My impression, warm water. If you mix in warm water, if the warm water, according to the Rash, is not Machshir Kabbal Tumah, because it has an associated name, it has a Shem Levi. If so, even though the mincha does have water, the Panim Yafis will be right that the mincha will not be Mekabal Tumah, because the water that's mixed in is warm water, which according to the Rash, is an associated name to the water, and therefore, according to the Torah's Kohanim, will not be able to make the mincha Tamei. Therefore, the woman will not be able to make the mincha Tamei secretly, because even though it has water in it, it will not be Mekabal Tumah. The Mishpura then goes on to question the suggestion of the Rash that warm water is an associated name, and to question whether the mincha is a kibikon tamei. Might just add that there's a Gemara in Zvachim that discusses mekia, and says that mekia is considered water with an associated name, and it cannot be used when pure water is necessary. Perhaps they could simply use mekia, even if warm water is not considered an associated name, the Gemara says mekia is considered an associated name, and maybe that could be used for the mincha. In any case, it's all of the Divrei Torah that he said, and all of the Divrei Torah that's being learned constantly in Daf Yomi should be aliyah for neshama, and should be zeicha to have the see in the schus of this limud Torah that Rabin, the Pesach and the Hera, that he was constantly waiting for and felt every minute, and we should also feel the same way and see the Rabin Mivasa, Ahari Yehuda, and Hera Yehuda.